WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I'm your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill. So it is mid-December and the perfect time for a past, present, and future show. I love to kick off my planning with Thanksgiving, a focus on gratitude, and then carry it into December to set myself up for success. I do it for my business and I do it for my coaching clients as well. What we do is we look back at what happened during the year. We look forward as to how we can use the best of last year, adjust, find new ways to move forward more successfully, and I focus on making sure that during the whole process that I'm remaining present, present in my interactions, in my relationships, in my connections, because that is at the core of what makes the humanity of sales different. So I thought you might enjoy a show that can help you through this same process. Okay, because this is radio, and many of my listeners are en route. They are driving. Maybe you're driving right now. Maybe they're on a treadmill. They may be in a situation that is not conducive for planning, for writing things down. So I want you to think about it this way. Listen, wherever you are, just absorb what I'm talking about. See if you can pull out one or two things that resonate for you. And then, if you feel like this is something that's of interest to you, I'd love for you to reach out and let me know at heather@thehumanityofsales.com. And what I will do is I will send you what I'm talking about in this show here in a checklist format so that you can use it. You can use it to go through this process when you have the opportunity to sit down, take the time, think it through, jot some notes, cross things off, make little arrows, whatever you need to do to make this work in your world. Okay? That's Heather@thehumanityofsales.com. Let me know you're interested and I will send you this resource. But for now, just sit back and relax and listen. Now, when I talk about looking at the past, present, and future, this is ultimately to keep us in the present. The humanity of sales is about coming to this present moment as often as you can, while still looking at how we can run our businesses and our lives fully. Right? And so if we want to look forward and be more successful in where we want to go and achieving our goals, we need to first look back. All right. So there's this whole timeline. So let me give you a few tips for what to think about in the first part of this exercise. You got to look back first to do a little review of what happened for you this year, and then you'll be able to see what parts you want to take forward and use in the future, what parts you want to shift, adjust, and what new things you want to add in that will help you be more successful next year. Now, remember that during this, whenever I use the word success, it's what success means to you. Some of you, that will be a certain amount of money. That will be a certain amount of things that you want. It might be a certain goal that you want to achieve. And for others of you, that may look very different. It may be success in your relationships. It may be success in how you feel that you add more peace or energy or health. Whatever it is for you is the right definition. Okay, we just want to make sure we're on the same page with that. Now, as we look into the past, we want to take a look at what were the successes. Acknowledge the successes. I think that far too often we fail to celebrate. We fail to look back and say, oh, wow, you know what? That was really good. We just brush past it, rush through, and go on to the next thing. So acknowledge your successes because they are just as important as figuring out how to analyze and learn from our challenges. So, what were your biggest wins this year? Were there moments where you felt proud of how you were as a parent, as a leader, as a peer, as whatever it might be, the role that you're thinking about right now? Were there things that you did particularly well? Did you deliver things on time? Did you have tough conversations in a way that preserved the relationship? Maybe you have done a great job of adhering to your boundaries or keeping to timelines. What habits or strategies worked really well for you? Which ones helped you lead effectively? Where did you shine? What were some accolades? When did somebody say to you, hey, you did a great job at this? Where did you build strong relationships? Where did you feel like you were most high energy, positive? What were those things that worked best? So I guess I will be completely transparent and share with you my process so that it will help you by giving you some examples. So as I'm thinking through my year and I think through some of those successes, let's see. I am happy. I consider it a success to have started the Humanity of Sales, Where Purpose Meets Profit radio show. It has been very joyful for me to share this message and to find so many incredible businesses to interview and to shine a light on because they're doing great things in this community. I consider it a success that, hey, I got married this year. I have a wonderful new husband. My sons are healthy. I consider it a success that I have gotten some new amazing keynote presentations. That's where I go and I speak at conferences for companies that are in alignment with the Humanity of Sales process. It's so much fun working with companies who get it. I love that. I wanted to I guess just take the time. This isn't all about me, so I could go into all my successes, but I just wanted to take the time to address a couple of things that happened in the last month and a half, 6 weeks, right? So this is very exciting for me. And if my inclination as a driver is to just brush right past it, but I have to pull it out. So I did, this is my busy season. I did many speaking engagements. I traveled all over. And the thing that I consider a success is not about like what I did or how I showed up, but the results of the transformations when people let me know that they got something important, they got a shift, a mindset shift, or they're taking new actions because of having seen me speak. And recently, just in the last couple of weeks, over several of my engagements, there has been this crazy onslaught of people leaving my presentations and then going on social media without me ever asking and saying, hey, I learned this from Heather. I saw her speak and I got this out of it. And it has been so exciting for me to see this. Just a few that I'll point out. I facilitated a panel a couple of weeks back, a panel of experts And Ebony Lodholt was one of those panelists, and she shared about, the experience for her, how proud she was about getting up and speaking and sharing her successes and her ideas, that this was new for her, and that I loved to hear. I had heard from, I did a presentation for a group of entrepreneurs. You have heard me talk about it here, called the Sales Adventure. Well, I did one in Charlotte recently, and Michelle Mahone Campbell was one of the attendees, and she did this whole beautiful post about how she walked away with so many powerful aha moments, tools to streamline her messaging and tackle those pesky limiting beliefs. She thought it was truly transformative. And that made me feel amazing because that is my goal. I want to provide tools to transform not just the actions, but the underlying beliefs and decisions that we have that will ensure that future actions are also impacted. I loved that. I also did a speaking engagement for a group of professional speakers, and Larice West from that group, she created this incredible video about how she took a lesson from the program that I did. And it was about activating gratitude. And she talked on the video about how she started incorporating it into her life and how she was seeing when she expressed gratitude, not just feeling it, but activating it, that all that came back to her from that. And she's now making it a daily habit, how we can change the patterns in our lives that can really make a huge difference. Seth Machey and Joyce Worrell both posted some lessons about my keynote for MPI, which is Meeting Professionals International, that I did on infusing nature into events to engage attendees. Jamie Smith shared about a lesson that she found in my newsletter about how to activate. I mean, there have been an unbelievable number of people who have taken it upon themselves to share the message out in the world. And when I have a mission of impacting 100,000 leaders to help them achieve their goals in making their difference in the world, this is how it starts. So I just wanted to share that with you. And we're going into the break now. And on the other side here, I'm going to get into some of the suggestions that I have for how we can both look at some of the lessons that we had from the year, but also how we can tweak them and use them to make our planning for next year that much more effective. Quick break. Make sure to come back because I've got some great suggestions for you.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
The Elite Sales Alliance is a powerful community of top performers focused on sales excellence, partnership, accountability, and contributions. It's about unlocking the human elements of sales and change. Where else can you find inspiration, strategy, tools, connections, and results for less than one Starbucks coffee a week? Get more information here, bit.ly/Elite Sales Alliance. That's bit.ly/Elite Sales Alliance.
Welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am Heather Hansen O'Neill. So what did you think about that Elite Sales Alliance? Are you looking to surround yourself with like-minded individuals, get that accountability, learn some new strategies, get some coaching, and be immersed in a positive, supportive, constructive environment for only $29 a month? Really? So, if you want some more information about that, let me know. I am very open to sharing with you and just having a call to see if it's the right fit. Now, getting back to what we were talking about, our show is about the past, the present, and the future. We talked a little bit about looking back at the positives. How do we celebrate the wins that we had for the year? Now we're going to go into a little bit of what didn't work. What didn't work in 2024? This is where we have the moments of opportunity, we'll call them. This is where the lessons come in. This isn't about being hard on yourself. It's about understanding that there are always opportunities to grow. And if we don't take the time to stop and look at what those lessons are, what we learned, and how we can move forward more effectively, we're just going to keep repeating. We're going to keep doing the same things over and over again. So, what didn't work? What was harder than it should have? Did you end up having some miscommunications? Did you micromanage instead of delegating? Did you get into a stressed out, overwhelmed state? Did you snap at people? Did you get some feedback that kind of hurt a little bit, but you could take it and learn from it? Did you find challenges in your results, in your process, in how you felt, in your mindset? Like, was it in your personal life and your well-being? Was it in maybe the area of your time and energy management? Or was it specifically related to your interactions with your customers or your team members, or maybe the structure, the process that you have for your business? There's so many areas that you can look at and say, okay, that could be better. That could be a little bit better. Right? I mean, I think the key is to be open to that process and to understand that we can learn. That's the biggest lessons. Every time that I have made a shift in my business that was super successful, it was because the previous year I didn't do a great job of it. Right? And so I love this quote from Henry Ford as it relates to this. Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. What can we learn? All of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. And that's from Walt Disney. So when we combine that optimism of Walt Disney and the realistic look at our businesses and the lessons and what we can learn from it that Henry Ford does in his quote, we can shift and take into next year the most important things. I told you I shared my successes with you, so I guess I should also share some of those challenges. What was challenging for me this year? I did not give myself enough time for me to rejuvenate. And I know this, I talk about this, I get it. I didn't listen to my own advice enough. So I definitely want to make that shift for 2025. I also got a little too attached to how many people were at events that I put on myself. And I got some great, like a shift from a friend of mine who said, I know you're upset that you didn't get as many people as you had wanted, but you also said that the people who were there loved it. Have you ever thought that maybe the people who didn't come weren't ready to hear the message? And them not coming, not being able to come, was actually a blessing because it created space for the people who were there. So, I'm going to give you that as a suggestion for moving forward. How can we take these lessons from my friend Kimberly, who shared that one with me, as well as the other people in our lives who share why, how they can see it as to why this challenge may have happened? That was a game changer for me because now I can use that lesson moving forward. What are some other things that I needed to shift from last year? I think that I sometimes muddied my messaging. I tried to market to two completely different markets at the same time, and that doesn't work. It's not smart. You can have two markets. You can have more than two markets, but don't try to market to them with the same messaging because it's not effective. All right, so these are just some of the ones for me that, in looking back, the lessons that I can take from it and how I can use it moving forward. So moving forward, we want to look at, what did I learn that I can shift for next year? Is there anything that I did that worked really well that I want to make sure to continue doing next year? Is there anything that was just an epic fail? I got the lesson, but I will vow to never do it again. And that has to do with my messaging issue that I just mentioned to you. So, what is it for you? What do you want to stop doing? What do you want to continue doing because it worked? What do you want to shift because it could work if you implemented the lesson? Those three things, along with some of the other things that I've been talking about here, will be in that worksheet that I promised you. Now, I know you're busy. I know that you're probably driving or doing a million things at the same time right now, but if you know that it would benefit you to review what worked and didn't from this year, and then to plan out next year how you can do a better job, then let me know at heather@thehumanityofsales.com and I will email you that resource. It's very good. It leaves spaces for you to fill in your answers. You don't have to take my answers. I'm sharing my stories with you now so that you can get some perspective. Okay? But you want to make it work in your world. Next year, what do you want to feel? What do you want to gain? What do you want to release? Do you want to feel better? Do you want to have better relationships? Do you want to be more connected? Do you want to listen better and empower and encourage your team more? Do you want to make sure that you stand out, that your customers know the value that you provide and get them so excited that they become raving fans and bring more business to you? Do you want more time? Do you want to be more effective with your processes so that you can get out at a reasonable time and go to your child's baseball game? I mean, what is it for you? What is success? I want you to look at next year, December 2025. I want you to imagine it is exactly the way you want. You feel exquisitely happy. What does it look like? What does it feel like? And what is different than this year? I am happy to share with you additional deep dives into this. This is just my dip your toe in the lake of success strategy session. Now, we talked about the past, we talked about the future. I want to come back to that present. Always, even if you're in planning mode, even if you're in lesson learning mode, always come back to the present time in your interactions. When you're having a conversation with your significant other, be present. When you're playing with your children, be present. When you're talking to a client, really listen. Listen to what they need and how you can help them. When you're talking to your team members, sit down. Turn off the phone, shut the computer for just a moment and look them in the eye and hear their concerns. Take their ideas and run with them. There are so many things that you can do to bring the humanity of sales into your business in a way that will turn purpose into profit. If you want help, let me know. Heather at thehumanityofsales.com. And make sure to join us back again here on WRNN Hot Talk 99.5 every Sunday at 10 a.m. I love to see you here. And if you have an idea for a show, if you have an idea of an interview, a company that is doing good things in the community, let me know at Heather at thehumanityofsales.com. I'm interested. One of the things that I really enjoy about these interviews with local companies is I learn things all the time. You know, just because I had the concept of humanity of sales doesn't mean that I got it all down. I don't. I love interviewing companies so that I can hear about what they're doing that's working, new and exciting innovations. And we're going to be looking at something super exciting on next week's show. If you've never been to Milk and Honey Cafe in Surfside Beach, you gotta listen to this show. It's going to make you want to go there. Not only is the coffee great, the food is phenomenal, but they have some really innovative ideas for what they're doing moving forward to contribute to the world. So make sure to listen in next Sunday, 10 a.m., right here. Come back. We'll see you every week, 10 a.m. Have a great day. Take care.
You've been listening to Heather Hansen O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.